Now, I'm joined on Zoom by Sano Hill and Emily Gray to talk about their collaboration, which is a beautiful new release called Love Stories. They're both independent artists in their own right, which I've been playing them both on the show over the last couple of years. I last spoke to Emily, believe it or not, in 2022 in October. I can't believe it's that long ago. And I spoke to Sano in June when we were talking about his debut album, If Not Now, When? So good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Michelle. Great to be here.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having us.
It's great to see you. I'm really loving the song, the video, everything is just, it's just brilliant. And I wanted to can we talk about a little bit of your back history, both of you, first? So if I start off with you, Emily, tell us about your starting music and where you currently are.
Well, I've been doing music for like most of my life, but I've been taking it seriously since COVID and the lockdown. And since then, I have learned so much. It's been ridiculous. As you said, we last spoke in 2022. And since then, I don't know how many songs I've released, but I'm like an alt folk artist. And I'm just enjoying the journey.
And what about yourself, Sano? How's it going for you?
Good. Like Emily, music has always been part of my life. You know, I come from a musical background where I grew up. My mother is a musician as well, and she has her own band. She's a trad band, traditional Irish music band. So it's always been there. But again, like Emily, it was the pandemic that really, like a lot of other artists, because I had all these songs that had been building and I hadn't been gigging as much beforehand or releasing, really. I'd only released bits and pieces, but it just gave me the impetus. It said, well, that's why the album's called If Not Now, When? In a way, if I didn't do it now, you know, time has a way of getting away on you. So I just said, I need to get this music out there. I need to start getting back into gigging. So all of that's happened over the last, what is that now? Yeah, three to four years where I've really begun much more actively to record and to release and to gig my music.
I think
it's going well.
Yeah, I think now, being an independent musician, it's just the best time in 2024 because you can release what you want. You don't have to be precious. I think sometimes musicians in the past, I think before lockdown, you wanted everything to be perfect, the best recording. I've got to be done up correctly. I've got to be seen on screen correctly. And now people are just really being real. And the general public just absolutely love it. They love the realness and the rawness of just independent music as it is, as people put it out there.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I don't know, Emily, if I jump in there, I definitely agree. I think there's something about people respond to something that has integrity, has realness, as you said, has honesty, that's coming from a place that isn't overproduced. I guess, you know, that's one of the dangers in terms of, you know, when you have major studio backing and you have a big release and a big artist, sometimes the artist gets lost, the music gets lost, the team, the kind of song gets lost. So with indie artists, I think the more you can bring that kind of rawness, that energy, it's what I love about Emily's music, if I can say that here, is just to bring all of that, you know, and that integrity to the performance, that it's about bringing that song and bringing the meaning and bringing the feeling that's behind those lyrics to an audience, but not kind of trying to overproduce what it is we do.
I think as well, especially with the rise of AI music and how it's kind of infiltrating the playlists in Spotify, I think now more than ever, it's important to be human and leave those tiny, like, you would call them mistakes, but I don't think they are. They're the things that make the song, that give the song a bit more personality.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you are fabulous, by the way, Emily. I follow you, and that's where I first found you on TikTok. And I was like, wow, this is a firecracker. And I just, your stuff comes up all the time on my thread, and you're always doing stuff. You're doing a bit of a challenge again at the moment, aren't you, on TikTok?
Well, it's not as much of a challenge more than it's just posting my music every day. I've just decided to post my song every day with the caption, you know, day whatever of posting my music every day until no. And I found that people are responding really well to it. And it's frustrating because you can sit there and you can spend hours making a video pouring your heart and soul into it and no one cares about it, but you can make like a 5 second video with some text over it saying I'm sharing my song and everyone gets excited about it. So I'm just kind of realizing that, especially on TikTok, less is more now. So I'm going down that road and seeing how that works out for me.
Yeah, we love TikTok. I must admit, I think it's my favourite platform at the moment. I just have to say a big shout out actually to New Artist Network, which I think you're both on, who do a fantastic job for independent musicians. So if you're out there and you are independent, it's completely free. You can join and it's so supportive and it really does help to broaden the music as well. So I thought I'd give them a shout out because I know you both know who they are and they're great.
In fact, just to say on that, Michelle, I met Emily through New Artist Spotlight. I mean, I probably would have come possibly through TikTok because you've such a, as Michelle said, just such a great presence there on TikTok and on the socials. But in terms of connecting with you and with so many other musicians, I mean, it's the supportive network, but it's an incredible way to meet with other great artists and to collaborate. And that's all of my collaborations. I spoke about the collaboration with Blue Scar I did before, which is Fever. And I'm working on my last release with another great Naz artist called William Lovett. And I have another collaboration forthcoming as well with another artist. So it's a really fantastic way to connect with other musicians, to learn from other musicians, which I've been doing from Emily, as I've said, in terms of socials, how to build up that kind of content and that rapport with an audience through the socials. And then to make music, you know, to collaborate on making new songs such as our song.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you met. And so you met via that. And how did you get the song together? Because you're not both in the same place. So has this all been done remotely? And how did you actually write it? Did one of you have the song or did you co-write? How did it work?
Okay, so this song, there's a version of this song on my album, If Not Now, When? Which came out in November 2023. It's called Love Story Singular. So I always had in my head that this song was a duet. And in fact, years ago, before COVID, when I recorded it, performed it, I did have the opportunity to do it with a female vocalist at one point. But it didn't happen. And she wasn't available for the album. And it didn't happen that I could get the duet together in time for the album. So when I met Emily and became familiar with her music, I just felt that the incredible voice and emotion and integrity that Emily brings to her songs really could bring it to the places that I'd always imagined it could go, or hoped it could go, I should say. So that was where that came from. And so I reached out to Emily then and asked, look, would you be interested in contributing on this? The song itself, in terms of the musical arrangements, I've like all of the tracks on the albums, I had collaborated with a Dublin-based producer called Larry Hogan. So in terms of that song, and some of the kind of unique or distinctive features of it, like, for example, it's got an Irish bouzouki, which is a folk music instrument that's related to the Greek bouzouki, it's called. It's like a guitar, an oddly shaped kind of stringed instrument. You'd find it online. So there was one hanging in the studio, which was Larry's studio up in Dublin. I wonder what that would sound like if we put in, because I had the guitar, that little solo that's at the beginning. I had it as an acoustic guitar. I just felt it wasn't coming out enough. So just to bring in something. And then we brought in some other, a duduk, which is a Persian instrument, and some bongos and different kind of instruments. We felt that complemented that kind of folk rock, Eastern vibe that we were trying to create. And actually, the song that was in my head, I'm a huge fan of Van Morrison. I may have said that before. I definitely said it on my socials at one point. But there's an incredible song on his first album, Astral Weeks, called The Way Young Lovers Do. I don't know if you know this song, Michelle, but that was in my head as well, if you listen to that. Mm-hmm. Just not so much I get some of the lyrical, but more the kind of arrangement that was on it. So all of that fed into what the song is and what it became, I guess. Sorry, that's a long answer to a short question.
Go for it, Emily. Tell us about working with Sano and the collaboration.
I mean, honestly, my part, it was Sano sent me this amazing song and just said, do you mind doing some vocals? And I listened to the song and I was like, yeah, of course, I'll do some vocals. And then I did some vocals and I sent them back over. And that's my part of the story.
And you've got such,
That's
Emily's got such an original voice, and it's just so nice. A lot of, in 2024, we seem to have a lot of vocalists that all sound like each other, and you can't really distinguish. But when you hear Emily's voice, it is just, you know, it's Emily Gray,
Absolutely.
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And when it kicks in with that, the hook, it's just, you can't help but feel, I don't know. It's, I'm sitting in the studio and I'm always tapping along to it. I just think it's such a good song. And you've got
Oh,
some really
thank
good
you.
feedback on it as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. The Irish, it's quite a prestigious Irish music journal called Hot Press picked it out as one of the tracks of the week on Friday. So that was fantastic. And then through New Artist Spotlight, so many of the artists there have been so incredibly supportive about the track, and it's they've kind of posted and shared it and so on. So that's been hugely encouraging as well. I should mention one other person who was really important, which is Charles Connolly. He's a brilliant English musician, London based, I think. Emily, is that right? I think he's based in London.
Think so.
Yeah, he's a brilliant songwriter. He has an album out there I'd encourage people to check out, just re or about to come out. He's been releasing singles off it all year, and a brilliant producer and mixer and master. So he latterly, I went to Charles because I just wanted another ear over the song, and particularly the final mix and mastering. So that was Charles's work is there as well in terms of helping to integrate all the different elements together. So I'm grateful. So it's like that's where I'm saying New Artist Spotlight. Charles, I met him through Naz as well. It's an incredible resource, an incredible way for us as musicians to connect with other musicians, to get support, to get that kind of, sometimes it can be an incredibly, I suppose, quite lonely existence being a songwriter, being an artist, because you're trying to create in spaces sometimes on your own. But being able to connect to other musicians is so important in terms of making the music happen and getting it out there and getting the feedback to know that what you're doing, that you're going in the right direction, I guess.
Yeah, and just to say again, NAS New Artist Network is free. So we're not trying to sell you anything here. We're just saying that if you're an independent musician, it's a great family and a great community. And I've met loads of great musicians through it as well, which is always good. So what's coming up for you guys? I'm going to be ending the interview with Love Stories, but what's coming up for you guys for the rest of the year into 2025? Start with Emily.
Well, I've actually got an album coming out that's coming out track by track.
Ooh.
I just released track number two. Track number three, I have scheduled for release. I can't remember exactly what day, but it's the beginning of November, so it's very soon. And I'm actually working with another artist who's a member of the New Artist Spotlight, who is mixing and mastering my songs for me. And his name is Map of Autumn. He's
Oh,
another incredible
yes.
artist.
I play him on here. He's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. I'm still doing some things with my covers band. I've got an acoustic band as well. And yeah, just kind of taking the opportunities as they come and just, trying my best.
Is Paper Wings going to be on the AP album? Because it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Track number one.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I have played that over the last, probably last month or so. But Paper Wings by Emily Gray, you need to check that out. And also, you need
Thank
to check
you.
out the album by Sano Hill, which is If Not Now. I can't get this. If Not Now, When? Because we were playing the
That's
track
it.
Fever off of that, which was the Blue Scar collaboration. It's been wonderful to talk to you both. Hopefully, if you're around some stage, we can drag you into the studio one day if we're lucky enough to get at a, if you're visiting at all.
Absolutely. Would love to, Michelle. I have a gig. If somebody's in, if you, any of your listeners are traveling with the Dublin or around Dublin in November, I have a gig in the Workman's Club on the 16th of November, supporting a brilliant Irish singer-songwriter called Tommy Cullen. And new music coming out, but at Sano Hill Songs, you'll find all the updates on what's happening.
Excellent. And all the details for both the artists will be on the website and on this interview at the end. But it's Emily Gray Music and it is Sano Hill Music, and you will find just find them everywhere. They've got great names, you see. It's not like you've got names like Smith, you know. There we go. I don't know why I threw my, did you hear that? I just threw my pen on the table. Right. Would you like to introduce your song? And I'm going to play it for you next. Thank you so much for being supportive of the radio show as well, because you both, message things out on Instagram. So thank you very much for that too.
Brilliant. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you for having us on the show. So, This is Love Stories. This is a song for lovers. It's a conversation, a dialogue, a discussion. And I really hope you like the song.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go.
All right.